All right. Beautiful, beautiful day to you all. Thank you so much for joining me on Project Review Q. Let's see if we can get some work done today. Thank you, BBS Radio, for working your tails off for doing this. It's just a privilege and honor to work with some incredible communicators. And thank you for the PRQ team for being just steadfast. I assure you, behind the scenes, we're working and so forth. And the mermaid, of course, I'm always thankful for her attire and how much she swims so beautifully. And it's been an honor to work with Asha and Ron A as well. Inside joke there. Sorry, everyone. Can't help myself. Today, the mermaid will be joining us, and I want to show you, I'll get to some updates, and if we have time, we're going to take the calls, and I see the lines are starting to stack up here, so I'll do my best. I want to get some good information out to you, too. The mermaid suggested, and many others, is why, how the RV works, my reservations about money, the RV tax bills, and perpetuating the past. And basically, it comes down to defining what money is and or means of exchange. And one of my favorite people to observe would be Catherine Austin Fitz of the Solari Report. She understands that true sovereignty comes from being free on your own land. And with that, you get to grow your own food and you get to decide what your means of exchange is. One guy has shingles and you need a roof. Another guy has corn, you need to eat, etc. Pretty simple. And so the reason the mermaid wanted me to get into this is because I don't see money, the money monster, very well, because it's so foreign to someone who's lived off this planet and or other realms. So it's very bizarre. So believe it or not, when aliens come to interact with you here, they actually don't do very good as far as why would I give you something as a means when you live here? Everything should be shared. So it's very foreign that you would need something in order to get something on a planet you were born. And What you can now model very easily in the 5 minutes that you live is the Industrial Revolution, at least working with the American experience. The Industrial Revolution was engineered, and it was engineered by aliens. And I'm sorry to inform you. And an alien is a being that doesn't have as much capability as you. They don't have as much light in you in them. Although they look human, they don't have the capacity to have massive amounts of consciousness. They'll look as a great participant in your society, and then they turn up as Barack Obama, etc. So these are really bad folks that are pretending to be in your society or etc. But those guys are not really the problem. Those are just the puppets that are being puppeteered. And so when I look at money, at least in our modern days, which I've observed easily here, 8,000 different ascension cycles. It's, 8 times 2, 16,000 years of ascension cycles. And I like using the Egyptian and Babylonian, what you refer to as the Babylonian debt slavery system, because it actually worked it was a very old civilization, worked very well to have a means of exchange. And then at the end of that cycle, that's when it goes downhill. Well, you're doing exactly the same thing now. Used to work, now it doesn't. And that's because someone's, and I can tell you who they are trying to engineer a standardized means of exchange system. And you're in a war on who's going to win this thing. And so I want you to be patient with this RV. You've actually already gone through the RV, at least at the top level. Now, at the bottom level, it's up to us what we want to do and how we want to use means of exchange going forward. And for me, the whole thing, all the fraud that's being committed starts with real estate and real estate sales and title and or what a title is. And continuing with that, when I say engineering, I'm saying the Industrial Revolution was designed. Hudson Bay, Pierce Morgan, excuse me, the Morgans, Pierpont Morgan, and the Hudson Bay Company, etc. That was a wave of engineering to displace the people that were already in the United States of America. This was a very well thought out process. And the individuals like Pierpont Morgan, remember, they live 1,000 years. So it's very easy for them to engineer a Hudson Bay Company and trick the natives that were here, create a means of exchange and say, hey, your beaver pelt is worth, you know, a couple blankets, and here's how many stripes on the blanket you're going to get. So real easy to go into a society that hadn't understood engineering of an industrial society and trick them. And that's why you're at where you're at in Canada, in America. And it's really easy to solve. And we're working real hard PRQ to do that. But with that, that's just a way to start us off and get the phone lines busy here. But the mermaid has joined us, and she had several opinions on why I don't relate to money very much and or her perception of how society uses money. And I wanted her to ask me some questions, but if she's not ready yet to do that, she doesn't have to.
Well, you may not know exactly what you want me to ask.
We are doing a show. We're entertainers now. Okay. So my opinion of the RV, which for me has already happened, would be that there's a perception that everyone's going to give you a bunch of money and will solve all our problems. And that's exactly what the RV is not. Reevaluating your means of exchange, you're not able to measure money now. It's worthless. It doesn't have anything backing it. So for me, the RV is us re-understanding why we use money, what it's for, and the true value of our society and how we want to live with each other. And so the confusing part for me is so the mermaid brought me a really good suggestion and idea to talk about is she knows somebody that has a tax bill of $70,000, unexpected because they're running their business and didn't keep up with it or have the knowledge to deal with taxation. They get a surprise bill and the first thing that the mermaid would say, let's help these people out. Let's give them 70 grand. They go on their merry way and they're happy. And so here's the confusion for someone that comes from another world, so to speak. Don't pay it because you're actually giving it more horsepower. You're validating that it works. Why don't you condemn it? Why don't you shut it down? Why don't you change everything? Well, why would we pay bills that we didn't necessarily understand we owed? Why would we pay a speeding ticket? Who's the one who's, by the way, who's the one who's telling me how fast I can go, et cetera, et cetera. So I am really confused about not only local government and how it doesn't represent people, it just takes some people. I'm very confused about taxation and or keeping systems alive. If we don't like getting camera'd when you drive your car and get a ticket by a robot, an artificial intelligence, then why do we keep doing it? So you must admit you're watching the entire Industrial Revolution collapsing if you would make it happen. And that's the way I see it. Is that a pretty fair statement?
Yeah, it'd be nice to just help Well, that's what the topic, I suppose, is that you wanted to talk about. That's confusing for you to just the people in charge of redemption go and pay everybody, and you think money's for you because you're from a higher dimension and higher, you have higher perspectives, and it's hard for you to understand that. That doesn't fix anything, in your opinion. You're just keeping on peddling the beast. So it's a really confusing topic for you, at least. But most people would just be like, no, just give everyone money and then they can be free and out of debt and whatnot. So there's two perspectives, the earthly one and the, you know, one from a higher place. And it is a tricky one.
Yeah. So if you keep using this perceived valuation system, you're going to keep using this perceived valuation system is all I'm getting at is. So what is a value? Well, air is pretty popular here. Water. I think I'd like a shelter, and I think I want to play with my neighbors. I want to have fun with everyone. So if we're going to have air, water, shelter, and maybe grow some lettuce, the solution is pretty easy for all the healing groups, all the learning groups, all the beautiful community groups that are coming through PRQ, and all the naturopaths and all the massive amounts of ideas that come through. The real solution is, if we could be sovereign on our own land, let's start there and get all these people that want to help us through administration that have come in. Thank you very much. You're going to be very valuable. And I assure you, the PRQ team is working to standardize a way to get everyone their 160 acres in America. We're going to start with America first. I feel that America is the one that can be stock, can be a model for the rest of the world. So putting land patents together and homesteads together is pulling us a lot, because it solves a lot of problems. A lot of people can get their playpens set up if I can get them their own sovereign land. And that's the model. And we've done, we are addressing several styles of land patents, and we've have homesteaded property and put it into foreclosure multiple times so we could study how they attack us, and especially protecting. And what we've learned is that getting the land patent, as you've heard me say, homestead, using the tools that are already in America that are global. The reason we're taking our time to do this right is because getting the homestead and the land patent is very simple. Now, defending it is where you get your education. And I thank you for all the people that sent in their models of their homesteads and how they did it. And so this next round, just to get some work done today, this next round of emails, anyone who wants to volunteer their property for homestead, could you please send in a submittal with the title like this: Only in America, Please. I'll get to the other countries soon, but Only in America, Please send in a submittal. The subject line will be, I possess my land, but do not have a homestead. That's all you have to send in. We'll put your name after that, but make sure it says, I possess land, but I do not have a homestead. Or just make sure you are in a mortgage contract or similar, could be a lease, doesn't matter. Possession is the key term. I'm possessing land, but I never patented my land. That's what we want from you. Go ahead and send those in, and then assume that we'll be able to standardize that one right now. That one's pretty easy to do. And we have enough administrators who've come in that can support and assist us. We have lawyers that have emailed me that may or may not want to participate, but still kind of sorting that out. But let's go ahead and start there so we can get some work done today. But Mermaid, do you have any questions for me around money? We have a few callers.
Oh, that's good. Well, I was going to ask if you were having callers, because it'd be interesting to get other people's opinions. So of your example with the people that got the big surprising tax bill, would it be best for somebody in the redemption side of things to pay it off for them and sort of give them a sense of freedom and they can move on with, they're not necessarily on a spiritual journey, these people either. So I know that's also a factor to take into consideration. Yeah, and then do they go on their way, and does that sense of freedom, false freedom, mind you, but nevertheless freedom, let them sort of relax and feel happy and go on their way in a positive direction, dreaming a little more because they feel less burdened? Or does that just sort of do nothing and they make, I don't know, more poor decisions and feel more trapped and continue to feel trapped and then somehow invite in more debt because they're controlled and their decision making is around control? It's like a super complex topic, because I always stand on the, I err on the side of I'd like to see a jubilee where everybody gets funds and gets that freedom, but at the same time I know it might not exactly work that way, and you can elaborate on that.
Right,
because we unfortunately we have slavery in ourselves for as long as our bodies can remember. Here we've been slaves, we've been imprisoned in a money debt slavery system. It's all we know, it's all our ancestors know. Like, it's obviously very much ingrained in our very core, in these bodies, in these genetics. So I believe it's hard to just suddenly turn the switch and say to everyone, okay, just stop using money. Like, okay, there we go. Don't stop going to work, stop paying your bills, and just stop.
You don't like that part about me at all, do you?
Well, that's what we're talking about, yeah, with your higher perspective, because and your knowing, and I know it too when I go back home, so to speak, when we're out of this planet. So I can relate. You can talk to fairies. Do they use money? No. I can relate. I'm like, we just don't do it, and then it all stops. Like, we, the head of the snake's been cut off. You all already know that all the highest tiers of control on this planet were removed. That's very true. And whatever's controlling you now are lower level minions of, like, in I don't know in what you call it in your country, but we've got councils and whatnot. Local government and stuff are the lower rungs that are keeping these, like, you know, we use speeding fines and whatnot as an example, keeping you controlled, but they're really low level. So if everybody just stopped, it would crumble tomorrow, because the higher levels of control are removed. But nobody stops because it's so ingrained in them. So where does that leave us? That's what we often talk about. And how do we fix this? And giving everyone more money, does it perpetuate the problem, or does it cause freedom and joy? Both. It's just, yeah, it's a good topic. So I'd love to hear any callers' opinions on it too. I think it's a great topic.
Yeah, that's why I do arrogantly at times sing is, I didn't have to pay for it. Oh, wait a minute, strike that. We had to pay for BBS's time, didn't we? We all had to pay for these machines. Why? Also, we could not get organized and aligned. It's pretty obvious, at least in America. Why would we need 50 states? And then how many counties are in your state? And then how many municipalities are there? This is you've made a labyrinth of control, and you appreciate it. I live in my state, I live in my county, and I'm proud American. And you lost your rights. And you're losing them all the time. And I'm so sorry to be the one to say it. And the reason the mermaid has a good point here is we're so ingrained epigenetically from thousands and thousands of years ago in control. And so your body remembers it, that it, if you do look at the US dollar, the magic on it is actually infused into your physical body through generations and generations and generations. So the confusing part for me is, why would we adopt it again and again and not recognize it? Well, it's because you get your mind wiped when you go through reincarnation, so to speak. You don't remember anything from the last life. You're all living at the same time, living in multiple bodies. And so this industrial revolution model has been duplicated so many times and you're falling for it again. And the RV is here if you would decide to do something about it. And so now that we have tremendous amount of resources and we want to distribute it to you and or help or be a participant, are we really adopting another new system where we can all live harmoniously with equality? Or are we just perpetuating another system that we're getting duped to participate in? You have to ask yourself, if everybody has a Jubilee, have we solved the problem or have we made another problem?
I guess that's why you guys are going with PRQ, what PRQ is all about, and bringing projects, humanitarian projects, and all projects. It doesn't even have to be a major humanitarian one. You've often said it's just, I just want to see projects and ideas of joy, whatever your highest joy is. That is that's what's going to change the planet. People doing what their spirit actually is here to do and wants to do. That's what's going to raise the frequency here and change it. You're not doing it to make more money or to, it's a business plan and you're going to double your money and all that. You know, you're not doing it for money. You're doing it out of passion. And those are the people that will be, funded first, because the money is going to help them follow their dreams, not just to sort of pay the demons and make more problems, basically putting the money in the wrong places.
Thank you. So, how was the water this morning?
Lovely, very still actually today. Ooh, beautiful.
Thank you for doing this with me. the caller's coming in. Let's hear some questions. We just love touching you and being a part of you. Please call in. I think I've said my piece as your entertainer today, and thank you for joining us so much. If you're still on the line, I was going to take a call from Arizona, and the question looks like, thank you for waiting, by the way, callers. Are the other areas like Mars actually other areas on our planet? Ooh, that one's a good one. Is Corinne and Donnie there?
Yeah, grand day to you, Heartfelt Bodacious.
I finally got the Arizona couple in. I got the Arizona couple in. I knew you'd call me in.
You know,
thank you so much.
We love you and Trump, President Trump of our Grand Republic of the United States of America. To you, Mermaid of Lilith. And to awesome Asha and the entire Q team, you guys are all putting yourself out there to save our entire cenote. You know, that's all you're doing, just saving our world, our realm, or whatever you want to call it. We love you so much.
Thank you so much. That's incredible.
Beautiful words.
I love the biofeedback too. You're getting very strong.
I got chills.
Thank you to you helping us help us. And that's
Donnie,
where we
Donnie
are with that.
Yes. Hi there, Kim. Good to hear you.
Howdy do.
Excellent. Thank you.
Well, how do you want to play today? It's a very valuable question.
Yeah, so here we are, Carrie. We're part of beautiful Carrie's teams in a lot of ways. And Carrie did want you to know that she sent in what you had asked, and Carrie's waiting to hear back about the question and answer sessions. So I want to add that for sure. But these are under questions for Qster, and it happened to correlate synchronistically with my project on Exo Realms. Beautiful Bo from Idaho, she's got her own private Idaho over there, and I are doing something of this nature. So in essence, this question came up, and it's beautiful, and basically asking that UQ previously mentioned, and then they kind of semi-quoted you, what we assume is our solar system or other planets, Are the other planets like Mars actually other areas on our gigantic planet?
Okay, very good. Great question. Okay, so I went on record. So if I'm one of the few people who have been in the industrial military programs, been off planet, been on planet, let's just remove the fantastic story that I'm from another frequency. Let's just keep it real simple. I can guarantee you, I and many of us were abducted by the United States military. We've been off planet. We know how big your planet is. You're not allowed to fly over the North Pole. You're not allowed to fly over the South Pole. That means you don't know how big your area is, correct?
Mm-hmm.
If you can't go over the planet and around the planet, you've been duped with latitude and longitude. And by the way, you have a deviation of magnetic north and magnetic south, multiple deviations. Oh, by the way, they're trying to tell you it's true north, not magnetic north. Oh, so we're going to sail that way. Well, basically, you're being duped on what the scale of where you live is. You got that. You figured it out. End of story. Got it. So wise of you to validate that. Wait a minute. If I'm in South Africa, wouldn't it be faster to go over the South Pole to Australia, et cetera, et cetera? So you figured out that you're not on the same size planet as you've been told. So what's on the other side of your planet? And so I'll give you a couple suggestions when you have a clear night. We watch spaceships go from here to attack the moon currently. But to you, they will look like stars because they're going away from you. So you're expecting to see a spaceship go straight across the horizon. Well, the reason you can't see it move, you'll see it wobble if you're really paying attention. That spaceship is going to attack the moon. It's going straight out from where you are. Remember, your orbit is like an eye socket. Think of your orbit as an eye socket because you're only a portion of the actual rotation of your planet, and you're not rotating centrifugally. It's more like an orbit of an eye. Okay, so when you look at the stars, you actually can't tell how many are spaceships and how many are real planets. And the reason you can't, because some of those stars are chasing you, trying to get here. You're calling them stars, and I'm calling them vessels. And some of them are cloaked, some of them are doing all sorts of things to pretend. There's horoscopes. There is a technology to trick your understanding of stars. Notice that you have all these shapes in the skies. Don't you find that a little odd?
Absolutely.
Don't you find that a little odd? So Orion's belts, et cetera, where do you want to go with this? You can do it all day long. I can pretend that the Pleiades is bigger than or smaller. All of it is engineered. How do you know? Where did you get your information from, by the way? That's right. Somebody engineered what your horoscopes are. Mm-hmm. Someone engineered all the celestial knowledge you have. And the real astronomers aren't allowed to speak. Now, Mars is special. The topic of Mars is very special because why is someone selling you a story that we're landing on Mars? Why is it so necessary we would go there? Regardless if it's on the backside of our planet or another planet, why would someone engineer that we've got to really work hard on getting to Mars? Not Jupiter, not Venus, not Uranus, none of the other ones. Why Mars? Figured that one out yet? That's where the real bad guys are. Really bad.
So are the bad guys,
and they don't speak your language. They do not speak your language.
Yeah. You know, I call the bad guys US Department of A, you know? Because if you want to use I knew you'd get a kick out of that one, you know, because statistically,
I might want to use that one.
I mean, if you have to quote their BS, you could say, well, 4 out of 5 dentists. Well, where did you get that? Well, they said that's a perfect. But no, this is beautiful. It makes perfect sense, Q. It absolutely does. And the other types of planes of existence within, dare I call it, the Great Dome, within, like, little domes within the Great Dome. I mean, am I on the right track there, if you will?
Yeah, that's not bad for me. Keep asking the questions, though. And please, if we have to do it this way, just tell Carrie, please keep grinding on me. We're going to find a way to all communicate. One of the reasons I'm a little aloof, I'm not the greatest guy to be hanging out with just yet, but we're getting there. And so I'm doing my best to protect you guys. And I'm so sorry. I want to be next to everybody that I can. And I just learned over this last couple of years that maybe we'll do our work. We're all going to do our work anyway. And so as much as I can touch you here, let's keep the questions going. You have more? That'd be great.
I have one more if you're up for it.
Please, go ahead. Mermaid
okay,
asked, by the way.
Okay, one more.
She wants to talk more because your advance is her quote.
Aw, no, but this one is when we command our spirits to give us all of us now. What happens mm-hmm. to our other multidimensional experiences, and does it collapse the timelines created when we are hijacked?
Yes, that's exactly how it works. So, all right. So, let me see if I can do better. I'm always working hard with this language. As an example, it's very difficult for me to read literature now because none of it makes sense as far as its relationship to knowledge and its marriage linguistically, because it's witchcraft. Well, you actually just said that. If I believe that there's such thing as a government, then I actually created more power for the government. That's how it works. That's how powerful you are. You just made a reality come true because you're so fast. You're so strong at creating dimensions and relating to other people, creating dimensions right now, right here, is the best I can do to explain it. And so when you command your spirit to increase your life force energy, what you're doing is God and source, you, we're all one from one place, all as one, experiencing the expression of individuality. In this case, you're just displacing anything that would be limiting you. So you're giving yourself more horsepower, but you're also displacing the dimensional reality because you're fortunately and unfortunately, you're a multidimensional being. And here's how you can prove it. Dream that you're in a field riding your horse. Well, that dream that we just discussed right then and there is real. That's how powerful you are. Now, what percentage of that dream were you there riding the horse? That's what we're talking about. That's a dimension. You create the dream. That is a dimension. You could go there or you could be here. You could sustain it. And the real question is, why can't I do it? Because you've been duped into a body that's been engineered so you can't jump to the other dream. You're in a trick here. So it's a trap, but you can get out of it. And that's, don't want to be Debbie Downer here, but I understand this little secret and I want to share it with everyone and take it if you want it or get rid of it. But that's how it works from the outside looking in here. And I hope that helps.
It does. So it's the intent from the heart versus the intent from the mind energy.
So all that's going on here, you're top heavy. You got too much management. Got way too much. This is a very bizarre human. You're not used to remembering everything. Forget everything. Everything I said is gone, by the way. Keep working on it.
Beautiful.
And I assure you, you'll watch the fabric of this place change. We've been playing with it for years and years. And that's why I want to be the spiritual test, crash test dummy. I've seen how we can have heaven on earth. No problem. It's just you keep going to the grocery store.
Yeah. Yeah.
And your neighbor doesn't understand anything you just said.
All right.
Oh, bless her heart. You guys, we so love you. And for ease of fading out here and giving others an opportunity, our greatest love to you all.
Yeah.
We honor what you're doing on this plane of existence.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Keep pulling on us. We do get all your messages. I assure you. Keep pulling on us. My great, great love to you. Thank you, Donnie. Thank you for an incredible, incredible desire you all have. So proud to know you.
Aw, we love you guys. Have a beautiful day and thank you again. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Beautiful. Wow. I think the show's over after that one. Wow. That's pretty cool. Yeah, that one's it's a tough one to see the engineering of your perception of planets. And it's pretty tough. But you just have to start asking, why are we only promoting one planet? And why are the guys on Venus not talking? Venus is a very tough planet, a very tough region. And yeah, your planet is humongous. So that's why you have a space force, because you can't get there by airplane. And that's why airplanes were engineered the way they are. They don't have enough fuel. And when they get there, there is no fueling station. So try that one on for size. Please explore it. I hope my next caller is still there. I'm so sorry you had to wait so long. And I have someone from Texas asking, co-creating in a twin flame model. And I believe her name is Sharon. Thank you for waiting if you're still there. Co-creating in a twin flame model.
Yes. Hi, Q. This is Sharon and Mermaid. Wow. You know, I just, I love how you started with starting with the land. That's not my question, but we have a small ranch in North Texas, and I would love to go through that process. So I'll submit that. I've never really thought about money. And I, most of 90% of what I do for free. So I would love to be in an arena, in an existence where we just keep giving what we have and people keep giving back. I mean, I can see that. I can feel that. And I would, I don't know, maybe the collaboration centers will be a place where we can, you know, get to know each other and be, reach out and, you know, be able to do that. But oh, I would just love to be in that type of existence where none of this, I mean, we went through the process of moving from North Dallas to the country, and we just couldn't get here fast enough. And we gave up, we sold everything, we used up everything, we got rid of everything, and it is just so clean. You've used that word before, it's just so clean. So I can't wait. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, please, thank you so much. I guess when I, you know, I started helping participate with Love One Society and just learning all of the nuances of all the healing center and collaboration centers, there was one common denominator, you know, working with Carrie and Tracy and Ron and, you know, just listening to everybody, it was quite simple. I assume you picked up on it too, is if we have if you have 160 acres, probably not going to use all 160 acres, are you?
Yeah, right.
You probably split the baby in half and just be real, real happy and so forth. And so I started realizing the scalability of our land mass, at least in North America, is far larger than you're aware of. Even if you fly an airplane across America, you'll see there's nobody living there, is there? It's a lot of land, isn't there?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Now, I didn't say everybody wants to live in Wyoming. Forgive me, Wyomings. You know, but at the same time, there's just a lot of useful area that gets our collaboration centers going. And the PRQ has worked well to see that the collaboration centers these people want really don't have any interest in homesteading. They need land and they need place, but it's a tricky little requirement. You got to be thirsty for this kind of work. And I can't say that I'm always thirsty for the work, but there are a lot of people just love to advance these concepts so that we have freedom. But anyway, forgive me if I got off track, but is there a question you'd like to explore?
Yes, I called a couple of weeks ago because I, you know, I've gone back to the beginning three times, well, to April 22nd. I know that wasn't the beginning, but April of 2022, I'm sorry, and listened to everything three times. And just FYI, for anybody out there, I gave my heart a vacation, and it took me 6 weeks, February through March. I earmarked 4 hours a day. You have 200 hours out there. You can tell I'm a professor, right? I had 4 hours out there. So 4 hours a day. I started with you listening to your voice and Mermaid's voice and Asha's voice. There's something that happens the third time through to where I was like looking. I was seeing things differently, like the puzzles fitting together. And so I kind of have, I'd like to ask you a question about the very beginning. Because it has to do with my question 2 weeks ago about co-creating with you. And since you're twin flames, co-creating with you both, with being part of the whole. So in gleaning from all of this that I'm soaking in, you and Ra, Mermaid, Princess Diana, the first twins, is that relationship at the beginning. Asha speaks of the trio. And then they're being six and moving into the 12, which is all in you, but yet separated in the disciples. But back at the beginning, you've got Ron as your brother. You've got the twin flame. Zora's in there. He speaks, you know, on another perspective. Does that make sense? Were we there? I know we were with you two times. We're part of the whole. You're the twin model. We're co-creating now because we've created this universe with you already. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to soak in who I am and what I am and where I am.
Great job. Great job. And I'll do my best to help you. And so will the Mermaid and so will Asha and many others and yourself. Do you mind if I ask you a question?
Sure.
Can we teach this at the college?
Oh, no. And, you know, I rocked the boat there. I did last 15 years, but they couldn't get rid of me fast enough.
I'm being careful to not tell people work, but we can't get. We're not going to get a curriculum there, are we?
No, that's what one of my projects is, the new MBA program, and it is being Masters of Dreams. And yeah, I would love to teach that or to coach that.
That's good.
So I am an educator in my heart. So
yeah, and that's my passion too, is just to be a catalyst for questioning everything and what we want to explore. Thank you for that question. The model that we created, so what I got out of your conversation is that the more you start exploring communication through frequency of a heart-centered being, the more knowledge you get. Is that a fair statement that I understand?
Yes. And I couldn't even put it into words, really.
So we don't feel we're talking. We feel we're transmitting. So we're using a language that doesn't work for us, but we're okay with it because you use it, so to speak. So it's not that we want to come across as arrogant, but we also want to use true knowledge flowing through our heart center, out our heads, in this case, our mouth. And so like a dolphin or a bird, and many times I'm out in nature and you hear the birds, they don't have a reservation about transmission. They don't have a reservation about communication. They don't think, they don't deliberate. How are they going to sing their song, as an example? And so that's why this is very valuable for us to be on the radio and keep transmitting, is because the harmonics that come through this type of human are still very, very, very valuable. And that's why singing is music is very valuable to stimulate your neighbor and so forth. And so if you can every day, just say something out loud the way you want to do it, and your neighbor will get some of that, so to speak. But it's tricky to look at identities and say, that's my brother and that's my twin flame and so forth, because the volume of this type of human can have more than one identity into it, as you can see. So when you go and program somebody, hypnotize somebody, I can put multiple personalities in your head. And I can put derogatory beings in there. I can put positive beings in there. I don't have to, I can engineer it. But for the most part, if you bring in more of your heart center, you will have a primary identity that will be your true person. And then the brain is engineered so it will bring in other vacant thoughts. Obviously, you can be abducted. There's all sorts of variables there. So it's tricky to talk about individuality because I have been with people and 10 years later, it's not the same person. So it's very tricky here. You know, there was a modeling data at one point, every 7 years, you're a different person. I'm pretty good with that. It's somewhere in there. So what percentage of you still is holding space in that being is the multidimensional question. You're able to be omnipresent. I'm doing my best to prove it to you. That's why I do the singing. Am I really good at mimicking other musicians, or was that really me? All of us are omnipresent and can be in more than one body at the same time. I hope that's a good start for our talk here.
Yes, and so we're co-creating with you, with Mermaid, with the whole team. We've created this universe. Maybe we weren't at the very beginning, very special light beings you are for the very beginning, but somewhere we joined or we became, I mean, Creation Lightship has the blueprint for our spirit. So at some point we joined or we, and we're here now.
Right. Great question. So I just commend you from the first day I met you till now. I do not recognize the two of you. Does that make sense?
Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
Because you have so much faith in yourself now, so to speak. Not to say you didn't before. It's just a different kind of faith. You like really know, you're seeing the knowledge now, aren't you? Because you couldn't have this question if you weren't thirsty. Yeah. Is that correct? Really?
Yes, right.
How the hell?
Right.
Okay. I think this guy might have something. What the hell's going on here? Is that where you're at?
Oh, yeah. But I mean, you know, I'm afraid to have people over because I don't know what they are. You know, it's just like I'm in the woods. it's a whole different thing.
Well, we do talk about a bit, so stay in there because we got you eyeballed for sure, and you're doing well. Thank you so much. If you take the Merkaba, say it, mermaid.
Merkaba.
The Merkaba.
Okay. Merkaba.
Okay. You tell me. You tell me what the hell this thing. How does? Okay. Again. Running joke here. If you take the shape of it, Ron Amatron's videos probably have a bunch of them. You know, it's obviously not my passion to go out to all these seminars and so forth and pretend I agree with anything. So I don't do it. But he had a good display. If you do look at an authentic Merkaba, anyway, it should, if you take it above water, really smooth water, so you can see a picture of my face on Creation Lightship. And the way we would explain a picture is a reflection. That's what a picture is to us. So you can see a reflection of me on Creation Lightship webpage, and it's a silhouette of how the spirit looks and my expression. So in the physical body, I don't look too much different than that. A little long in the tooth, but it's pretty much the, you'll see the essence of me in this physical body the same way. Well, what it looks like, if you look at a Merkaba, is it has a pattern like a snowflake. So water and snowflakes are exactly what we're doing here. And then as the snowflake keeps getting spread out throughout the universe, you get more snowflakes. That's what I'm doing my best to explain. So our model is working, but you can't see that you keep spreading out. We're getting close on time there, but I thank you so much.
Thank you. I will lean into that. I'll absorb
that.
I
assure you I'll be getting a hold of you. Got a couple more dominoes to jump off. I thank you so much for your love for us and your commitment. Mm-hmm. I really, really appreciate getting to interact with you.
Enjoy your ranch out in nature. It sounds divine.
No, yes. And my little goat.
Oh.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Super BBS Radio is done such a great job. Thanks for giving us notice. I am so sorry I didn't get to create a song based on a command. Absolutely. Come on. Make me a song. I command my spirit to increase everyone's life force energy. But I want rights to it. Okay. Beautiful day to you, everyone. Thank you so much, BBS Radio. Thank you for listening. Keep the prescriptions, subscriptions coming in. I need to be able to contact you. Phone numbers. Love, love, love you. Say hello.
June from Michigan, share the song with us once you've written it. Can't wait to hear it. Sorry we missed you. Lots of love, everyone.
Good day.
Have a great day. Bye.